Well, thank you to you, the innominate listener of the Ashley and Brad Show, and the nominate listeners, those with names. I'm sure she has a name. She just didn't tell us what her name was. But anyway.
And we ask every time.
We always start the show off with folks texting in and giving us their phone calls regarding topics that we discuss. For example, locking your keys in your car. Mm-hmm. This was something that she dealt with, and she said this.
I didn't lock my key in the car. My thumb in the door, and I had my key in my left-hand pocket, and I was so glad I could just push and open up. You should have heard me scream. It still hurts. Bye.
I know somebody else that smashed their thumb in a car door.
That would be me.
She's not the only one. So,
except I dropped my purse, and I couldn't reach it. It was so far away. I was just hanging under the door.
So you and our listener have something in common. Wow. You both smashed your thumb. But anyway, thanks for getting in touch. We talked about locking your keys, but she locked her thumb in the car. 888-922-7234 is that phone number. I had a door closed on my finger.
Yeah.
And miraculously, nothing happened
to it.
You
got lucky.
I don't know what happened.
Remember I came in here and I had a duct tape on my finger?
I remember.
That was bad.
Yeah, that's right. Robin, the EMT, had to come help out. It was a thing.
Man, I shattered a bunch of bones. Yeah. It was awful.
You did. Let's find out what else is news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, biofuel company Firefly says it has plans to develop a plant in the UK that converts sewage into sustainable aviation fuel, known as SAF. Paul Hilditch, the company's COO, says it's not just in the UK, of course. Anywhere in the world where there are people, there's sewage. There is.
Yeah.
Currently, SAF is several times more expensive to produce than conventional jet fuel. But Firefly says it's in the process of obtaining regulatory approval for its system, so maybe it'll come down in price.
Okay.
You'd be on the plane with the captain coming on saying, excuse me.
So you're fueling it every time you go use the loo there.
Hey, maybe. Okay. So if you are overwhelmed and confused when it comes to booking a vacation, you're not alone. Due to the amount of recommendations that we get, either from social media, family and friends, TV and streaming shows, it seems kind of daunting. 40% found that they were, quote, stressed and under pressure when planning a vacation. And another 43% worried about missing out on experiences at certain places. In fact, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
So the talk is coming to an end. Mm. CBS revealed that its daytime talk show has been picked up for its 15th and final season. It's going to wrap its run in December. Legacy shows like Ellen DeGeneres, Wendy Williams, Dr. Phil, no longer on the air. The Real was canceled in 2022. However, talk shows with single hosts like Jennifer Hudson, Sherry Shepherd, Tamron Hall, Kelly Clarkson, and Drew Barrymore are building their audiences.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, day 16 of April for 2024, day 107 of the year. There are 259 days left in this year. Who has birthdays? We're going to tell you right at the very top. Crooner Bobby Vinton is now 89 years old. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 77 years old. Patriots coach, former Patriots coach, we should say, Bill Belichick is 72.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen Barkin is now 70. The actress made her appearance in the Cheech and Chong film Up in Smoke. Trivia.
Oh, was that her debut?
Yes, it was.
Oh, there you go.
Martin Lawrence is 59. John Cryer, Two and a Half Men.
Love him.
60 years old. Peter Billingsley, the kid from A Christmas Story and also in Elf, is now 53 years old. Lucas Haas, 48. Claire Foy from The Crown, 40. Chance the Rapper is 31. Anna Taylor-Joy is 28.
Oh, and she's awesome.
Yeah. Sadie Sink from Stranger Things is 22. It happened on this date in history. In 1889, a patent was given for the air-conditioned hat. A hat with a wind-up exhaust fan at the back of it. Okay, or you could just take the hat off and
but then you're going to get sunburn on your head. I mean, I see the validity of
it. All right. In 1947, Bernard Baruch coined the term Cold War to describe the relationship between the U.S. and the Soviet Union.
Yeah, it's still kind of cold over there, isn't it?
It thawed for a good time there.
For a minute.
And then it got a little chilly again. How about that? 2003, Michael Jordan played his last NBA game with, not the Bulls, the Washington Wizards.
Who remembers that?
I do. I remember him going to the Wizards. Yeah. And you're like,
Nobody's
going to remember his career with the Wizards. Special events for today. Day of the Mushroom. Stress Awareness Day. Foursquare Day. Go Fly a Kite Day. I love flying kites as a kid. Good Deeds Day. Bean Counters Day. The day after Tax Day.
Right.
Eggs Benedict Day. Librarian Day. Orchid Day. Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Yeah, I swear to you, going to the grocery store, it seems like everybody's on their way to a sleepover. Who wears regular clothes anymore?
Man, it's
unbelievable.
I get that it's comfortable. I do.
I of course it is. It's pajamas. But anyway, Save the Elephant Day is the... Did I go off script there? Save the Elephant Day.
Script? There's a script?
Did you not get yours in the email?
Guess I didn't check.
Wow. No wonder the show is so interesting. Teach Your Daughter to Volunteer Day and World Semicolon Day. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is and we will celebrate yours. Dial this number, 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, it is big doings here on the Ashley and Brad Show.
Really?
It's the day after tax day. I don't know if that has any significance, but...
Just that they're done.
We have brand new games.
What?
That I purchased to be on the show here.
Okay.
I know nothing about them. I just looked at them and thought they could be interesting. They could all be a bust.
So we're just trying them out for the first time?
We're trying
just
them
live
out.
Right
we're,
here, right we're now.
Exactly correct.
Okay.
I thought, where better than to test them except
right?
on the air?
Okay, let's do it.
So,
does it have a name?
Yeah, they all have names. They looked entertaining enough to
they
be
look
a,
promising?
Sure.
Okay.
This one comes in a little box, and it's called Clarendon's Mystery Tonic 1 Minute Mysteries.
Oh, so this is kind of like Mind Trap?
Kind of like Mind Trap. And on it, there's a case, the mystery, and the clues. And I guess you have to solve it. Let's try this one.
Professor Plum.
Almost.
Okay.
2 weeks after a heavy rain, mm-hmm. Nancy walks into the forest with her trusty pooch. Mm-hmm. Together, they investigate numerous pine and fir trees. Mm-hmm. In a small pit dug by a rodent, Nancy finally finds the hidden treasure she's after. What is Nancy looking for, and who might want it?
What?
All right.
That's all I get?
Well, here are the clues.
Oh, okay.
The item can cost up to $1,000 per pound.
Oh.
Most often... The item is black in color. And you can jump in with
it. Oh, would it be a truffle?
It is a truffle.
Okay, there you go.
See? Now, is that indicative of how hard these questions might be?
We'll find out, because that one was not challenging.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that they won't be.
All right, then let's break out another one.
Okay.
In addition to pictures of his wife and children, Peter Cannon carries pictures of a number of dead people with him at all times. Peter admires the people, but they are not members of his family, even though some of the pictures are extremely valuable. I think I already know this one. Huh. Peter often gives them away. The mystery. Why does Peter carry the pictures, and why does he give them away?
Well, my first thought was it's just the picture that comes with the wallet when you buy it. But it's
I
not.
See.
No, it's no. money.
It's money. Peter carries pictures because they're printed on money.
Hey, Peter, at AshleyBradRadio.com, as long as you're
give some of those.
Out.
I think I see a theme developing on these so far, but
okay.
Maybe it's ages 10 plus. Maybe that's why.
Oh, okay.
They may not be the most difficult, but
all right.
Interesting nonetheless. Let's do one more.
Okay. For the inaugural round, we'll do three.
Sure. Why not? Alvin is a healthy young man with no major health problems. One day he is driving to work. Something repeatedly happens to his body that causes his heart to stop.
Mm.
Each attack is so violent that he is unable to open his eyes whenever it...
okay, so he sneezes. Okay. Yeah. All right, this might be the easy ones. Maybe you could use this with the boys. You could play this game when they're...
or we'll just keep using it every week.
Great.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day, whether you like it or not, here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Hopefully, you like the words that we've been giving you for over a year now. You can see the list of words, by the way, on our website, which is AshleyBradRadio.com. Go to the top. You'll see the link for the word of the day. Click it, and you will see these 200-something words. Today's word, fairly straightforward, fairly simple to spell. It is a noun, late Middle English, one of our older words from the 1300s.
Ooh.
It is fettle. Fettle.
Fettle.
That's it. Fettle. You don't even need spelling music for
I don't?
It. Really?
I don't know if it's L-E or E. Is it like kettle with an F? That's how I'm going to spell it.
Let's hear it.
F-E-T-T-L-E.
Yeah. That's okay. Very simple. Like I said.
Like fettle fettle?
No. That's the candied popcorn.
That's
no.
So
I like
good.
That. It just means condition. Despite being over a decade old, the biplane remained in fine fettle. Mark had experience with repairing vehicles and keeping his own vintage cars in good fettle.
Aha. So it's not like after I shampoo, I fettle?
No.
Not that kind of condition?
No. In English, it can still be used as a verb meaning to make or repair, or in a specific pottery usage, but its most common usage means condition often paired idiomatically with fine, as in fine fettle.
Fine fettle.
There's your word for today.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Grant, our artist friend, who sent a portrait of you.
He did.
To our email address.
I don't think it's actually me.
No. He said, here's his rendering of you since he has no idea what you actually look like. I had to base it on your attitude and personality.
Really? That's what he thinks I look like based on my attitude.
Very stern looking woman in the portrait here.
Saying I got a bad attitude?
No, I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Grant, for giving us that. You can go and actually see what we look like on our website.
You can.
Which is AB at AshleyBradRadio.com. You'll see our pictures there. And perhaps you can, we'll commission our official portrait from you.
Yeah, we could put that on maybe some merch.
I think so.
Coffee mug.
that's going to be your portrait right there on our merch?
No, that one's not.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Grant. 888-922-7234 is how you also get in touch on the text line. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, April showers bring May flowers, and then May flowers bring pollen. But it's here. Pollen season, and early, too, because we're not even in May. The most pollen-ridden cities in the United States, Wichita, Virginia Beach, Dallas, Oklahoma City. Allergist Dr. Rachna Shah said there's been a 21% increase in pollen over the last few years all over the U.S. Allergists suggest including take an extra shower to wash any pollen off you and your body, doing sinus rinses with saline water, and using a HEPA air filter inside your home.
Okay.
So, of course, it's pretty obvious that having tension in your relationship can be a stressful thing, but according to researchers at Binghamton University, there's a connection between stress and having an unsupportive partner and how it affects your health. In their study, the researchers found that wives with unsupportive partners had, quote, stress amplified effect, meaning that levels of the stress hormone cortisol increased. High cortisol levels, it can lead to risks with obesity and cancer and heart disease and an accelerated aging of the immune system.
Okay.
So Keith Urban is collaborating on a new song, or has collaborated, I should say, with Snoop Dogg. The unlikely pair teamed up to record Let It Roll for the Garfield movie. The complete soundtrack comes out May 17th. The movie hits theaters May 24th. And I've seen a trailer. It looks super cute.
Now, when Snoop Dogg says Let It Roll, what do you think that he's referring to?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's a cute song.
I see.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Thank you for listening to the Ashley and Brad radio program. We know that you have plenty of choices up and down the radio dial.
That's right.
And you've locked it in and ripped the knob off.
You've landed here.
Here on the Ashley Brad show.
You can't look away.
Same with podcasts. Have you seen the landscape of podcasts recently?
And that's recently. You and I have had this for how many years?
Long time. But there are millions of different podcasts.
There are.
Or, in general, there's lots of choices for stuff these days.
Well, I did a story in news that says we're overwhelmed and confused when we book vacations because there's so many recommendations.
Yeah.
You see it on your social media feeds. Your friends and family go, oh, you got to go there. You got to do this. But it's everything. You know, you had to redo your kitchen a few years ago.
Yeah.
We painted the inside of the house. And just any option. It's like as soon as you go to look at something, you're like, why are there 9,000 flooring choices all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Or like when you do tech stuff and you got to buy some computer thing, you're like, I didn't realize there were 47 options for this. So do you go into option overload?
Sometimes. I mean, yeah, if you go on and find there's any number of brand X versions of technology.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you get what you pay for. So that's why you tend to go with more of the better known stuff. But yeah, this goes for what I was, you were just talking about of home decor. I mean, tile choices.
Oh, there's billions of them.
Who makes all this tile? What's the deal with all of the tile choices all of a sudden?
All of that
I don't remember
stuff.
This being this many choices of tile at some point.
No, I don't. And I wonder if that's why so many of the houses looked the same back in the day.
Maybe.
Because there were just not that many options.
You get avocado, burnt
anything.
Orange, and that's it.
How about you guys? Do you have choice overload?
Yeah.
And on what thing? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. Like I said, there are three new games to unveil. We did one earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This is another version of a trivia game. I don't know how to work this one, though. It's called Movies Trivia Game.
Oh, it's all about movies.
Any offer you can't refuse, perfect for any movie buff.
Oh, well.
So
well, that's you. You're the movie buff. Well, I should be giving these to you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking you should probably ask me these questions.
100%.
And I've not even cracked this open to see what they are. So here's
let me have the box.
A card that I have not looked at, and I think it's got categories of movies on them.
Well, there's four questions. I don't know about the categories.
Well, it said that there's comedy, action, drama, horror, sci-fi, and something else. But anyway.
Okay, so then because one's a chattering tooth, one's a little
comedy,
machine
then.
Gun,
okay,
one's a...
action. All right.
Looks like a picture of a stamp.
Okay.
I'm not sure. All right,
let's
so,
hear.
So do you want all four?
Sure.
All right, let's do it this way. What 2004 feature using super marionation is about counterterrorism?
That was Team America, if I'm not mistaken.
They were marionettes?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Yes, that
all
was
right.
From the South Park creators. That was
I can only imagine what like.
Yeah,
okay.
I actually worked on that film.
And you loved it?
I
did. You love the film?
It had some comedic moments.
Okay,
yes, it did.
So, what is distinctive about the Spider-Man kiss?
Distinctive? Oh, it was upside down.
With Kirsten Dunst. He kisses people upside down?
Well,
or just that one?
In that one he did.
Okay.
Is that the answer?
That was the answer. He's upside down.
Yeah.
What courier company did Chuck Noland work for in Castaway?
FedEx.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Who is Mike Myers' psychiatrist in Halloween?
Donald Pleasance was the actor, but was the character's name?
Wait, it's the character's name.
Doctor
is correct.
Yeah,
what's the rest?
I forget his name, but I know it's Donald Pleasance. Dr. Nixon.
All right. Well, you get partial credit for knowing that it was who?
Donald Pleasance.
Yeah. Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis.
Was his name.
Okay.
So very good. There you go.
Ashley and Brad.
Time to fire up the old camper, Russ. Here we go onto the open road. Holiday road.
That was so good.
Come on now. When you hit the open road for the summer vacation or even the spring vacation, you're going to be looking at perhaps national parks to stay at.
They're great. I mean, do you have any idea how many there are here in the United States?
Hundreds.
429, by the way.
But I'm so grateful that we did a massive cross-country trip when I was in junior high school. And saw a lot of them.
Was with your junior high school?
Or
was it with your family?
No, it was with my family in a car driving from Miami, Florida up to Alberta, Canada.
Wow, and that's a trek.
Everywhere in between.
And so how many national parks did you stop?
At least a dozen,
I think.
And that's
amazing.
What I'm saying. There's hundreds more to see.
There are hundreds. And here's the thing. Starting, I think it's Saturday. Saturday's the 20th, yeah?
Yeah.
So starting this Saturday and going for a week, everybody, all of us, can go to any national park and get them for free.
All right.
And so I know that some of them are bigger and more famous than others. Some of them cost more to get in. But you will get any of the 429 parks in the national park system.
Yeah.
You can get in. They do it several other times during the year, but this is the first one on the calendar that kicks it off.
Okay.
Veterans and Gold Star families are eligible for free lifetime access anyway. But for the rest of us that don't get it,
mm-hmm.
And if you go to the Parks Expert, they have a whole list of national parks state by state. So you can just look down and go, we can go here this Saturday.
Now, to be clear, I'm looking at the National Park System website.
Mm-hmm.
There are 429 individual units covering more than 85 million square miles in all 50 states. But when it also comes to national parks, it says there's only 63. Because they're using the 429 that includes national battlefields, battlefield sites, military parks, historical sites.
Right, and those lakeshores, will all be
monuments.
Free.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Mike H. You're texting into the show. He totally works out at night. Now it's healthy? Wow, that's awesome, he says, since you brought us that news. Working out is good at night.
Yeah, they said it's better for you.
Yep. Also, Grant says one of the most overrated tourist attractions, probably Bob's Rattlesnake Roundup, is what he's saying, just his humble opinion. There's also Gatorland Zoo in Orlando.
Love that.
I loved that. That was fun to see as a kid. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for getting in touch with whatever we're talking about, and you do so. 888-922-7234. News.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, biofuel company Firefly says it has plans to develop a plant in the UK that would convert sewage into sustainable aviation fuel, also known as SAF. Paul Hilditch, the company's COO, said it's not just in the UK. They'd like to do it anywhere in the world because if there's a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of sewage.
Okay.
Currently, SAF is several times more expensive to produce than conventional jet fuel, but Firefly says they want to get this system of obtaining regulatory approval for its system, and then the price will start to come down. So how about that?
Jet fuel is a form of, if I'm not mistaken, kerosene, and so this is just another version.
So maybe they could pull the methane and the kerosene, all the stuff out. I don't know. Maybe it could work on farms.
Let me help contribute to some airline fuel here.
So we're overwhelmed when it comes to booking our vacations, according to this. It says, just because of the influences from social media and family and friends and TV shows and things like that, that when you're booking a trip, everyone goes, you got to go here, you got to go there. 40% of us say we're stressed on planning a full vacation. Mm-hmm. It can be stressful, for sure. Mm-hmm. So a Chris Farley biopic is in the works with actor Josh Gad in his directorial debut. Emmy, Critics' Choice, and Golden Globe Award winner Paul Walter Hauser is attached to star as the legendary comedian. The film will adapt the best-selling biography, The Chris Farley Show, a biography in three acts that was written by Tom Farley Jr., which is Chris's brother.
Yeah.
No other casting has yet been announced. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
All right, here's how the show works here on the Ashley and Brad Show. We're each sitting in the studio, and we're each listening to the music while it's playing. But we're each working on our own computers, okay? So let me paint the picture for you. You're buried in your screen. I'm buried on my screen. The music's cranking here in the studio.
We're getting work done,
man. We're getting work done. And then, as I see the song winding down, I'll say, hey, it looks like we got 45 seconds left.
Right.
And you only throw out a topic. That's it. There's no script.
No.
There's nothing to follow.
This is ad-lib,
baby. It's just exactly that.
Whatever
we think. It's ad-lib conversation.
That's right.
At its finest. But sometimes I have no idea what the topic means, but you just say, subscription crepe.
Yes.
And I was like, it sounded like you said subscription creep.
I did. I asked you if you have subscription creep, and you didn't. You were like, I don't even know what that is.
And I've already formulated an opinion.
What is your definition of subscription creep?
My guess is, in this digital technical world these days, you're often encouraged to try a free subscription for something.
Right.
And then, at the end of that trial, you can continue or not. Now, they bury the fact that you can end it.
Right.
And how to end it.
And it's just going to renew on your credit card.
Exactly. So I'm guessing that's what subscription creep is. It's
close. Yeah. You're similar because a lot of us have, you know, subscriptions to, you know, e-services, Amazon Prime, shopping, gym memberships, music, you know, da-da-da. The list can go on and on and on.
Yes, it does.
And when you do have the streaming services, then there are several of those, and those all have a different price and a structure and a tier and all
that. Exactly.
And sometimes you try it out for like $9.95, so you know you're going to be paying for it, but then you forget the small print says, after 30 days, it's going to go from $9.99
to $14.95.
Exactly
correct.
And that's what they found, that on average, adults, U.S. adults, spend almost $100 a month on subscriptions. And I'm like, because it kind of creeps in, and you're like, where'd my money go? What am I subscribing to?
Since we just did this, everybody collectively put their taxes together. I do mine through a spreadsheet. And I get all of my information from the bank and the credit card.
And so did you have an e-subscription sliver?
It was last year, not this past year, but last year that I went through and I was like, there's 11 months of a service that I didn't even know I had. that we've been paying for.
How much was it? A month?
It was like, I don't know, like $8.95 a month. I was like,
and that adds up.
If you
do a bunch of $8.95s a month.
Tell me if that was $100 bucks. I was like, I would love to have that back.
They said we're spending $1,000 a year.
And now you see why.
On stuff that you're like, well, what is that? Am I using it? Am I doing it?
That's why I've learned to put that in my phone. Hey, 14 days from now,
right. Cancel
this free subscription trial-based service that you're on.
How about you guys? What's your subscription creep? Have you noticed it? Have you gone into your apps and been like, because there is a whole thing on your phone where you can go into the subscriptions thing and look and say, oh, I didn't realize I was still paying for that.
Ashley and Brad.
It is brand new game day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. We used all of our tax returns to buy new games. I actually went online and purchased a few of these not sight unseen. I mean, I looked at the topics and the titles like, oh, these could be interesting.
Okay.
We've done the Minute Mysteries. We've done the movie trivia today. This is the 80s and 90s trivia game.
80s and 90s.
Anything
in particular? Not really music or movies?
Once again, on each card, I see a little icon of a clapboard for movies, the guitar for music, TV, sports, and probably some form of pop culture film.
So it's like Trivial Pursuit,
exactly.
Just basically 80s, 90s centric.
Exactly.
Okay.
And again, each card has two sides. I don't know how we're going to work this, but let's just start asking these questions. Who directed Romancing the Stone? Robert Zemeckis, Steven Spielberg, or Rob Reiner? Romancing the Stone.
Well, that doesn't seem like a Reiner flick. It seems like Zemeckis or Spielberg. I don't know that it was sci-fi-y enough. Zemeckis?
Is correct. Look at that. Good guess right
off
the top.
That was a nice little guess.
Some of these may be easier than others.
Okay.
What Rick Astley 80s hit made an internet meme comeback in 2007?
To be Rickrolled, you mean? Never Gonna Give You Up.
Is correct, yeah. In what city was Jerry Springer elected mayor? He famously was
it Chicago or Cincinnati? It was a C city.
Okay.
A city that started with C. Was it Chicago or Cincinnati? Cincinnati?
Is correct. Look at you guessing your way. That's nice. Sports questions.
Oh, okay.
Who shocked the world by beating the U.S. in sailing in America's Cup in 1983?
Oh.
And I remember this was a big deal.
It was.
The America's Cup was held by Americans forever. And then all of a sudden they come in. Great Britain, New Zealand, or Australia? 1983, they beat America in America's Cup. Sailing.
Australia?
Is correct.
Oh, yes. That was a good guess, too. I did not know that.
And then finally, I guess this is a generic random question.
Okay.
Who likes big butts and he can't lie?
So I did know this from the actual song, but it was reinforced in the Friends episode when they found singing to Baby Emma would calm her down with Sir Mix-a-Lot's I Like Big Butts.
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot is correct.
Ashley and Brad.
One of us recently went to the doctor here on the Ashley and Brad Show, and it wasn't me.
When did I go? I went to the doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, that doctor. Yeah.
You said you had to go see a doctor.
Yes, I did. Yes. Okay.
So I'm not lying. So, you went to the doctor.
Did.
And everything was great and okay and fine.
Uh-huh.
It's not the kind of doctor you can go on and on about on the radio.
No, it's not something I want to share with anybody.
I understand, but we all have to make the visit every once in a while to see how our health is.
Moon River.
Boy. Anyway. There are things that your doctor will say, and you can go, okay, thanks, doc, and do exactly what they say, or treat it as a gentle suggestion.
Well,
can be the case.
Because every single year, you're probably told the same thing that I'm told and everybody else is told about, you know, eat things that are better for you, get up and move a little bit, floss your teeth, all the stuff. We all hear the same stuff.
Yeah.
But do you absorb it, listen to it, take it in, if it's from your doctor? Or do you see something, you know, online and be like, oh, you know what? That does look good.
Yes, online has become, I'll say, it's almost usurped. I would say visits to the doctor. Yeah, I'll still go. But it is interesting to find these other websites that have experts and other people being interviewed about, you know, various interesting things that I find interesting.
So expert is an interesting word when it comes to online, because they said a lot of us are, you know, it's not that we're not listening to the doctor, but we're listening more to these health experts and wellness people online. And they said you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt because they found 57% of people get nutrition information and things like that online, but only just over 2% of the information is accurate and regulated. So I hadn't thought about that.
Truth be told, you're not getting a bunch of nutrition stuff from your doctor either. And as it's been famously said, the amount of time they spend in nutrition in their education is, you know,
not that much.
Not that much anyway. But I will say, anecdotally speaking, I mean, yes, you can treat things with a grain of salt. There's a website that I enjoy viewing that has this one guy interviewing hundreds of people that do a particular protocol, and they each have found success with it. And you go, well, okay, there's got to be something to that.
Well, then that's like a study. A study can say anything you want it to say. So maybe that's
those hundreds of people, I'm like, I'm more apt to do that than perhaps do something else.
So how about you guys? Do you see stuff on the hit TikTok or hacks online and you're like, hey, that looks good. I could try that hack. Or do you run it by the doctor first?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. If you've spent any amount of time listening to the show over the airwaves or in podcast form, you have picked up some things along the way about each of us. You will know that between the two of us, I am not a fan of the reboot film.
You've made that known a time or two.
I certainly have. So
the prequel, the sequel.
enough with this. So I made big deals about the fact that they were, once it was first announced, rebooting and remaking, reimagining, whatever you want to call, Roadhouse.
Yeah. And do you know it's like number one?
Yeah, of course it is. Because people are like, oh, it's a car crash. I got to watch it to see how it compares to the original. To me, the original, that's a guilty pleasure film that cannot be replaced.
Because it's cheesy as all get out.
Exactly.
So, and this new one apparently isn't cheesy like the one that you like.
So, right. There are films that I'm just like, do not touch them.
Yeah.
They are perfect as they are. Don't. And so another one was just announced. I was like, oh, now you're messing with really, really important stuff.
Okay. Which one is that?
Back to the Future. They want to
aren't there like six of them out there already?
No, there's the original trilogy, the first and then the two sequels. But then they want to reboot it, reimagine. I was like, no!
Well, that's a movie. What about TV shows? You feel the same way?
Often.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're bringing us reboot news.
I am.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
But first, pollen season is here. Normally, we get it a little bit closer to middle of May, but it's here already. The most pollen-ridden cities in the U.S. right now, Wichita, Virginia Beach, Dallas, and Oklahoma City. Allergist Dr. Rachna Shah says there's been a 21% increase in pollen over the last few years, over the entire U.S. But allergists suggest things like taking an additional shower and, you know, just kind of washing it out of your hair and all that, sinus rinses with saline, and a HEPA air filter inside the home. Well, it's pretty obvious that having tension in your relationship can be really stressful, but according to researchers at Binghamton University, there's a connection between stress and an unsupportive partner and how it affects your health. In the study, the researchers found that wives with unsupportive partners had a stress amplifying effect, meaning that their level of the stress hormone cortisol increased, and very high levels of cortisol can increase risks of obesity and cancer and heart disease and accelerating aging of the immune system.
Okay.
So with CBS's success in reviving CSI crime scene investigation into CSI Vegas, they said, we're going to look into our library of crime scene procedurals and see what else we have in those vaults.
Okay.
According to a report by Deadline, a reboot of Cold Case is a very substantial possibility, but they said this one will take place 15 years after the series finale, and it's going to move to the Southwest with a bunch of new investigators. It's kind of it's just taking the idea. I don't know that they're rebooting it really, right?
Because reimagining, I think, is how they take creative license with things.
I think you're very critical with the reimagining.
And
that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, let's turn our attentions to the Olympics, which are coming this summer.
Yeah, just a couple of months.
From France. And what's going to be interesting is, of course, yes, the competitions themselves.
Yeah.
But there's lots of news being made about the outfits, the uniforms, the costumes. Yeah. So there's always the grand entrance uniform, which is always something red, white, and blue.
That's usually Ralph Lauren. Oftentimes, yeah.
Usually designed, sometimes a blazer, sometimes a hat, whatever.
Right.
But then for each of the individual sports, then you vary wildly. Because now that skateboarding is an official sport, it's literally baggy shorts and like some kind of, you know, loose fitting top. And,
right.
And then track and field.
Right.
It's a whole different story.
Well, like there. Swimming. You know, men used to have to wear those little teeny tiny Speedos. And then they went to like this unitard thing.
Right.
And the same with the women. I think it's very similar.
Yeah.
But guys have like the shorts, the mid-thigh short unitard thing.
Yeah.
But the girls oftentimes wear something that looks very similar to almost like a bikini.
A tankini?
A tankini kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
But this year, Nike has, at least for the girls, it's even smaller than a tankini.
How about that?
And I think, shouldn't the athletes have some kind of say-so on what they're comfortable running in?
You would think.
Because, like, you don't want a wardrobe malfunction in that kind of a situation.
No, but then you have to find some uniformity because other countries will claim foul if it's something that's, you know, gives them an advantage or an edge. Who knows? I mean, there's probably something that the IOC has to govern all uniforms to make sure that they meet some standard.
So do the uniforms make a difference when you watch them? Are you thinking, oh, I want to watch this because I like what they're running in?
I think that's also to bring eyeballs to the screens, too. Just
is that
to guess.
Is that why girls volleyball is so beach volleyball?
Maybe.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about the workplace here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because it seems as though the landscape of the workplace has changed over the past few years.
How do you mean?
Well, it just seems, having spoken to a few business owners in my time, they have repeatedly mentioned the most difficult thing about running a business these days is to get employees to show up.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Not late.
Yeah.
Just
at
to
all.
Show up.
I know.
At
I
all.
Know.
And that's we evidenced with the conversation that my wife overheard about this one supervisor practically begging the employee to
just please show up.
Just show up. Just please. Oh, we'll give you the time off. Just we'll work with you. We'll just. And I'm like, huh, it's a little different from what I.
You had to show up.
Period.
Well, and it's interesting because they talked to some career experts and they said, what are some of the mistakes that people are making in a new job?
Would love to
And
hear.
First of all, number one is being late. And I'm like, in a new job. Or just any job. We've had this job for how many years? And I
Plenty.
Cannot imagine showing up late.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of obvious if we're late because it's kind of
Why is the overnight
air.
Guy still on?
Exactly.
Well funny story.
So they said, don't play the I'm new here card. At the first week, though, I think you get a pass on not necessarily knowing.
You're supposed to know when you're supposed to show up for work, though.
But but then how long do you think someone could play the I'm new card?
The first week.
I think that's about it, too. The dress code, they said you've got to make sure no matter where you work, you're following that. But that's
Except
changing.
Except the box store that any shade of red works for the shirt, which I say no.
They said, you know, oversharing that first week. They said don't pick a click, don't pick a thing because you've got to, you don't know where, because every office has their groups and their subgroups and all that.
Right.
And they said gossiping. Gossiping at the workplace apparently is...
Poisons the well.
I can, for sure.
Yeah.
So now they're saying this is, you know, just for your first week on the job, but don't you think those are rules to play by, like, all the time?
Right. This is not necessarily new, but again, we are in an era where it's hard to get people to show up.
It is.
So.
I know.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of news on the 16th day of April. Today, we celebrate the humble little mushroom.
I love mushrooms.
I do, too.
They are just...
They're
in fact, one of my daughters can't stand them, but she's learning to kind of appreciate them. And we had a dinner last night that had a pasta and had mushrooms in it. She's like, okay, it's not horrible.
Right.
And I said, and it's really good for you. So today is the day to celebrate all things fungi.
Okay.
And they first appeared in early European communities, and it's assumed that they've been around pretty much since the beginning of time because they kind of grow out of trees and grow out of the soil. But the first places to cultivate it were the Asian countries in 600 AD. And then in 1824, a popular cookbook called The Virginia Housewife was released, and cooking with mushrooms was very first introduced to Americans.
Hmm.
And similar to how humans breathe, mushrooms take in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. They're fascinating little plants.
How about that?
But not all of them are edible. So you don't want to just go out in nature and start picking stuff. Same thing with your dog. Don't let your dogs and your animals eat them.
Yeah, there are very poisonous ones,
but the ones that are edible, high amounts of selenium and vitamin D and vitamin B6. So maybe add them into your diet if you aren't a huge fan. You can disguise them in there.
Ashley and Brad.